produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage. My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the living room, the place where intimate conversations are life-changing. I am so glad that you decided to take some time out of your day to be with us in the living room. We're going to be talking today to someone that's pretty special to me, but I think she has a lot to share and certainly represents a lot of the young women and young adults that we often have interaction with every day. So before we get into that, I just want to let you know that this broadcast, The Living Room, airs on two Fridays a month, and you can always find me on social media at Juliet Davis Ministries or at Juliet Davis, or you can find me on Instagram at true_journey. And that's the same way that you can find me on Twitter. So I want you guys to be sure to tune in and let me hear from you. I also want to let you know that my email address is destinyempower@gmail.com. And I can tell you that I've gotten some great emails from you guys. So thanks so much for staying in touch. One of the listeners sent me an email recently, and she just shared that she really enjoyed the encouragement that she got from listening to the broadcast. She was a first-time listener, and she decided just to reach out and let me know how the broadcast had touched her life. So thanks so much for reaching out, and you guys feel free to find me on social media or my email. I would love to hear from you. So tonight, I am very excited to be talking to my daughter, Jillian Davis, and she is an entrepreneur. She owns the business The Jewel Experience, which is a makeup line. She's a makeup artist, and she does excellent work. I had a chance to see one of her clients yesterday. Beautiful, beautiful work. And so I am grateful to have her on the show today. We are going to be talking about just real talk issues as it relates to what's going on in our world today, and as well as, you know, what young women, particularly women of color, may be challenged with today. So without further ado, let me welcome again to the living room, Jillian Davis. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you are indeed a blessing. So as a 20-something young black woman living in a time that is really unprecedented, we have had a pandemic. We've had great social unrest. We've got some economic unsettled, things going on in our economy. What is it like? What kinds of things are going through your mind as you look at the news and talk to your friends and see what's going on in the world around you?
I really feel like times are forever changing and we're living in a strange world, stranger things. You know, it's been an adjustment for everyone on all fronts, you know, whether you're a kid in school or you're an adult, you know, everyone has had to adjust in some capacity. And I don't know, it's brought a lot of change. I can't say all bad because a lot of good things have come from it, which I'll share in a little while. But it's definitely been something that I'd say blindsided the whole world. We didn't expect any of this.
Wow. Well, you are absolutely right about that. It caught us all by surprise. And I know that, you know, many young women, particularly college students, had to continue their education online. Social outings and things of that nature had to be shut down or, you know, in many cases limited because of the exposure to the virus. And so many other things had to be adjusted. One of the things that I know we all had to, you know, get used to, and that was, you know, being at home or sheltering in place. If you are like me, talking to my listeners, you know, you live a pretty busy lifestyle and you spend more time driving in and out of your driveway because you know that, you know, you'll be in and out quite a bit. And that has changed. And so I love to find out from people in this season. And I'll ask you this question, Jillian. What are some of the things or one thing that you've learned about yourself in this season?
One of the things that I say I've learned, I couldn't narrow it down to one. So I'm going to give you two. One of the things that I've learned is that I definitely have the ability to time manage when I put my mind to it. So, you know, when life was going fast paced prior to COVID and things like that, I don't really feel like I've managed my time as well and didn't take the time to, you know, do that. But amid COVID, I found ways to manage my time to be more productive during the day. So I found that I was actually capable of doing that. And then I'd say the second thing I learned is just being more resilient and at peace, you know, just with myself and finding resources to entertain myself. I grew up as an only child, so being alone really wasn't a problem, but I have a love for, you know, being around my friends and being around people. So finding ways to stay connected to my friends and family and things of that nature throughout this time has also been something that has helped me get through, and that I learned that, you know, we can't, you know, really depend so much on what the day-to-day life could be, because you never know, as COVID has taught us, what could happen, what could change. So just keeping in touch with everyone has really been an important staple in my everyday routines, talking to a family member at least once a week, if anything.
That's good. That's good. Because one of the things that I think we all have learned how to appreciate is relationships. And so, you know, as you begin to look out and see, you know, how much uncertainty there is in this season, you know, you don't want to take anybody for granted, because the truth is, you know, you really don't know, you know, who might be impacted by this pandemic. And you want to make sure that you've, you know, done your due diligence about maintaining a good relationship and keeping, you know, as I say, the main thing, because, you know, sometimes we can get off on tangents and get worked up about things that really aren't important. And so when you recognize that, you say, you know what, I'm going to make it my business to keep things on point and to develop relationships and keep those relationships healthy. So, yeah, I definitely can appreciate that.
Yeah.
So I also wanted to talk to you, Jillian, about the challenges of being a young woman, and particularly a young woman of color. because as I looked out and saw the protesters, while I was saddened about the reason for the protest, I was also excited about the fact that I saw so many young people who really wanted to make their voices heard, and that those that were willing to step out and really, you know, take a stand against some of the things that we have seen repeatedly in this nation. And so that was very encouraging. And I wanted to hear what you thought about that.
Yes, I definitely was right alongside my fellow peers via social media, just, you know, promoting and reposting and spreading awareness. That was something that I always stood firmly behind because I understand our rights and, you know, our outside sources have often limited what we know or tried to at least limit what we know, but we actually have the right to peacefully protest and speak our rights and say what we want to happen and call out injustices. So it was a very fulfilling and powerful moment when I actually got to go to the statue before it was removed. I felt, you know, this weight of my ancestors, my grandparents, my great-grandparents, you know, my fellow Black people who have been, you know, wrongfully killed. I felt all of that in that moment as I stood on top of that statue. And it was a way for me to kind of say, you know, now this is beneath me. This is under my feet. You know, this probably wasn't something that that man that's on that statue, Robert, ever thought would ever happen, you know. But to see how history has evolved and changed and has really been just an eye-opening for me to really kind of realize I'm in the makings of history. I'm in the middle of it, you know. This is something that my children will read about in history books. This is something that they will learn about. And hopefully, not hopefully, but definitely, we're going to be able to be the ones to share the right story this time. Our kids are being taught history, but from one person's perspective, you know. We're going to be able to impart in our children as they grow up now and tell them their history and hear it from our own mouths and not let anyone, you know, dictate or manipulate the way that history really was, if you follow what I'm saying. So that was a very powerful moment.
I want you to know that for those who are listening to us, because this show airs globally, that in the city of Richmond, we have a street that is called Monument Avenue, and it has been for over 100 years a place where monuments have been built to honor certain war heroes, particularly from the Civil War, because Richmond was once the capital of the Confederacy. And so many of the statues on Monument Avenue, with the exception of one of Arthur Ashe, were of Confederate war heroes. And so in this season of unrest, one of the things that has been targeted by those who want to make their voices heard and want to come against systemic racism and a whole host of other things that we have experienced as a people, they have targeted those statues because they represent that mindset and that establishment because, of course, the reason for the Confederate troops or the war, I should say, the Civil War, was to keep Black people enslaved. And so it's just been very eye-opening here in the city of Richmond. It's been a very much a flashpoint as it relates to controversy in the city. And so when you were referencing going down and taking a picture in front of the statue and standing on the statue, I just wanted our listeners to know the reason why you shared those sentiments and how that relates to the place where we live. So, yes, I think that we are still going to continue to see people make their voices heard in all aspects of society,
definitely,
in the marketplace, as well as in every other facet of our lives, because it is important that we not let this moment pass. I know that there are some who may think that this situation was about, you know, police brutality and George Floyd and many others who were killed, unarmed Black men and women who were killed. But in actuality, it is so much bigger than that. That was really more like the tipping point, because
exactly.
the real issue was just a you know, generations of oppression and racism that continue to exist today. And so some might believe that because we have had an African-American president that they can check that box to say that, you know, we no longer have that as an issue in this nation. And we absolutely know that that is not true. So
might I add, I don't believe that we would have had the flexibility to do what we're doing had it not been for COVID. I believe people being home, I believe people having that, you know, I guess you could call it free time, you know, gave them that flexibility to be able to be there for those monumental moments that happen. You know what
Absolutely.
I'm saying? So I definitely do believe that there's a purpose and a lot that's going on. One that we, of course, couldn't quite foresee, but with that being the tipping point and all that's been going on in the world, how it's being orchestrated, I do believe that that worked in our favor to give us that opportunity to fight for our people and protest in the ways that we needed to.
Absolutely. And I do want to say that, that there are many things that we can continue to do to make our voices heard. If you're just tuning in with us, you are listening to The Living Room. I'm your host, Julia Davis, and I am in the midst of a very good, intriguing conversation with my daughter, Jillian Davis, and we're talking about what it's like to be a young woman, a young African-American in this season that we're living in. And so I believe, Jillian, that one of the things that I want our listeners to hear is how they can continue in their own place, in their own space even, to make their voices heard. So on July the 7th, for instance, there was a national blackout where people were asked not to purchase or exchange anything in the marketplace unless they were supporting African-American businesses as a way of, you know, making our voice heard, of course, with our money. And that is one way in which we can all get others' attention, is when we start coming together about how things are impacting the economy. So what are some other things that you might recommend that people can do to make their voices heard?
Yes, I definitely recommend voting. That's the number one thing. Your vote is your microphone. I've seen it been said. And so that's a way for us to use our resources to our advantage, to not let our vote, our place in America continue to be overlooked, our value. We do carry more weight than, of course, we are perceived to carry. But we're able to use that vote opportunity to make any sort of change or add an impression on a change to whoever has the final say in that arena. So voting, I would definitely say, is number one. Secondly, I would say continuing to press the matter. That's what really changed the stakes. I do believe that if we sat and be quiet and we just looked over as George Floyd or Breonna Taylor as just, you know, another cop situation gone wrong, if we would have just sat on those things and turned our head and shook our heads at it and, you know, kept it pushing, then nothing would have changed. But I believe that our adamancy with the situations and continuing to bring awareness, doing our blackouts, doing our social media, I think our protests as well, those is what really put the pressure on the game. And that's what we need to continue to do. I've seen it on social media, and it makes me smile because, you know, we're not a hot trend. You know, we're not something that would trend for a little while and then we go back onto our regular lives. You know, I've seen it also said that this is the last generation that y'all mess with, okay, because we're not going to sit down and be quiet anymore. So I love seeing on social media the different ways to get viewers' attention. You may think it's a post about something, but it's really a post saying, and y'all still need to arrest those cops, you know. So I love how we're continuing to bring awareness to the situation because – that's what they want to do to distract us, to make us, fuel our minds about other things, like what's going on with Will and Jada. We got to get back to the main point, because our lives aren't they're not a hot topic. They're our reality. It's what we deal with. We wake up, we're black. We go to sleep, we're black. It's just us every day. We don't have a choice. So I'm very proud of us for continuing to keep this fight going.
Well, that is true, and I'm grateful to hear the passion about, being a part of, what we need to do to make change, and not just, sitting back passively. But I just really want people to know that no matter where you are in your life or what station or what area of the marketplace you interact in, it's still very possible for you to do what you can do to make a difference. So with that, we're going to have to end today's broadcast on that note. But I want you guys to know, our listeners, that you can find us again on social media. We'd love to hear from you, your thoughts about today's show. On destinyempower@gmail.com is my email address, and we want to hear from you. We know this is a topic that we'll have to continue to engage in and discuss, because communication is key. So thanks so much,
yes,
Jillian, for being a guest on the show today.
Really thank
appreciate
you.
Your impact, input, I'm sorry, and we will look forward to tuning in with you in a couple of weeks. And you know how I close the show, because it's true. The Word of God has transformation power. May His Word change your life forever.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Bonjour, Saints. How y'all doing this evening? This is your girl, Yanakadora Jones, a.k.a. Knock Knock, a.k.a. Big Y, little A, big K, don't play, okay? And I bring you greetings from Staying in My Lane Ministries, where all are welcome but very few join. And tonight I'm filling in for my cousin Kitty Key. She could not be here tonight, so she has asked me to fill in for her. And thank you so much for tuning in to Chat and Chuckle with Kitty Key. Like I said, it ain't Kitty Key tonight, but this is your girl, Knock Knock. Thank you so much for tuning in. Y'all could have been anywhere, but y'all decided to join your girl, Knock Knock, tonight. And I just want to say thank you. Now, real quick, before we get things started, if anybody would like to shout my cousin Keita out and say, hey, Keita, I really like what you're doing. I really like what you be talking about. Or if you even want to say, hey, Knock Knock girl, how you doing? Look, hit my cousin up, and you can hit her up on social media, Facebook or Instagram, and she is Keita Keet. That's K-E-T-T-A-K-E-E-T. Or you can hit her up via email, and that's lovetomakeyoulaugh@yahoo.com. All right? Now, let's go ahead and get things started, because I know that you're sitting around and you're having family time and you're watching movies and you just, you're in the house and you're chillaxing, and after a long week of work and all of that stuff, you just want to take some time to unwind. So your girl Knock Knock ain't going to hold you too long, but just want to talk to you about a couple of things. Okay, now real quick. One thing that y'all need to know about your girl Knock Knock is this. She may not know some words, but she know the word, okay? And let me tell y'all something. The Lord has definitely been showing some stuff to me, and he has been speaking to me during this quarantine, okay? For real, okay? Because like everybody else been on lockdown, Knock Knock been on lockdown too, okay? So look. The word of God says write the vision and make it plain. I know some of y'all probably ain't even know I knew that. However, comma. Like I said, I may not know some words, but I know the word. And the word of God says to write the vision and make it plain. So you know what? During this quarantine, the Lord has just been speaking to me and showing me on how I needed to write the vision and make stuff plain. Now, one thing y'all may not know about me, too, is that your girl, Yanakazora, is an authorista. That's right, an authorista, okay? That's the female version of author, okay? I write books, okay? Don't get it twisted. Okay, because I went to school and I graduated. That's right. I graduated from an HBCU. That's right. Holy but crazy university. Don't get me started. Nevertheless, the books that the Lord had laid on my heart are not just books for me, but they are books for the kingdom, okay? Anything Knock Knock do is about advancing the kingdom of God, okay? And specifically, ministries at church, okay? Now, so for many of us, we still at home on lock. Many of us have not gone back into our buildings yet. Some of us have. And that's all okay. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Because the bottom line is whether we're in the building or whether we at home or whether we out in the streets or whether we in the community, we are still the church, okay? It don't matter where we are. We are the church, okay? However, comma, when we do get back up in the building, the Lord has shown me there are certain things that we can do to expand our ministries, okay? Because we don't want to go back in the same way that we came, okay? All right? We don't want to go back to normal when we come from the quarantine, okay? We want fresh things, new things, okay? We want to expand and increase the kingdom of God, okay? We want to serve the Lord with gladness, okay? Come on now. We want to serve the Lord with gladness. We want to give our all to the Lord. And I do believe that these books that the Lord has laid on my heart to write for the ministries of the church is going to do just that. Okay, so this first book that I wrote is specifically for those who are on the dance ministry. Oh, my goodness. I just love to see praise of the praise and worship dancers dance. Oh, my goodness. Okay. So this book is specifically for y'all. This book is entitled Your Ankles Look Like You Kick Flour for a Living: How to Keep Your Feet from Being Ashy While Dancing for the Lord. Amen. One thing about it and two things for sure. When you up there dancing for the Lord, you want to make sure that you put your all into it. But the last thing you want is to have husky heels, okay? So one thing about it, not only do you get this book, Your Ankles Look Like You Kick Flour for a Living, How to Keep Your Feet from Being Ashy While Dancing from the Lord, this book also comes with a free container of Vaseline, okay? That way you can be greasy for God. All right, so while you dancing for the Lord, you want to make sure that your feet is well taken care of, okay? Your feet is kept. Oh, to be kept by Jesus. That includes your feet, too. Okay, now, the second book I wrote is specifically for those who work on the transportation committee, because that is very important, too. They pick up people to and fro, okay? And they got to get the people there safely, okay? Get the people to church safely, okay? And on time, all right? So this book is entitled Riding on Grace: How I Drove on an Expired Inspection Sticker in Chesterfield County for 30 days and did not get caught, okay? And then one thing y'all may not know about that is that that is actually almost a personal testimonial, man, okay? That really did happen. I can't even talk about it without even getting choked up a little bit. But I just thank God that he covered my car for them 30 days while my inspection sticker had expired, okay? All right, and I know I ain't the only one out there that didn't have to drive on the inspired sister, but I was on a mission for the Lord, okay? But one thing about it and two things for sure, the Lord will cover your car. The Lord will cover that van. The Lord will cover that bus in the name of Jesus because you are riding on grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Okay, now the third book that I want to bless y'all with is for the women's ministry, okay? And this is just one of the books because the women's ministry have a special place in Knock Knock Heart, okay? Number one, because I am a woman. Glory to God. And, you know, women, we are just beautiful, beautiful creatures, okay? Now, this book is entitled, Just Because the Spirit is Moving Doesn't Mean Your Lace Front Has To. How to praise God while securing your wig at the same time. Okay, when we finally do get back up in that church building, oh my goodness, what a time it is going to be. It's going to be praise. It's going to be worship. It might even be some shouting and some laps. But the one thing that you want to make sure is secure while you are shouting and lapping around that church is that sister friend on top of your head. That's right, your wig, okay? Just because the spirit is moving does not mean that your lace front has to move, okay? It does not have to shift with the atmosphere, okay? The atmosphere is shifting, but your sister friend ain't got to. So this book is to show you what to do and how to secure that wig while giving praise, honor, and glory to God. Amen? This book is going to bless your life. Mm-hmm. Okay, and real quick. The last book that the Lord had put on my heart to write is specifically for the security ministries at our church. With so much stuff that's happening in this world, oh my goodness, you see it on the news, you see it on social media, you see videos. I mean, people just doing some crazy stuff. So it is all right to have some security in the house of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Okay, so this book, I specifically wrote for the security ministry. And if I could just make a suggestion to those out there, I feel that the security ministry could definitely go up a whole nother level. I see the security ministries called the Peter Ministry. That's right. Everybody know about Peter in the Bible, okay? Peter won't nothing to play with. Everybody know what was up with Peter. But one thing about Peter was Jesus' boy. That's right. And Jesus told Peter, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. But Peter ain't take no mess off of nobody. Oh, yeah, Peter was trained to go at all times. That's right. So I wrote this book specifically for those on the security ministry and for many of us who have that Peter spirit. This book is entitled, I May Not Have a Heaven or Hell to Put You In, but there is a hospital bed with your name on it. Believe that. Ain't nobody playing around. Train to go. That's right. So if any of my listeners out there tonight is interested in any of these books, please hit my cousin up and just send her a little note and be like, hey, Kitty, I heard your cousin Knock talking about the books. You know, I want my copy. By all means, do so, okay? And again, y'all can hit her up at her email address, lovetomakeyoulaugh@yahoo.com, or hit her up on social media, Facebook and Instagram. And that is Key to Key, KETTAKEET. Okay. Well, you know what? That is my time for this evening. Thank you so much again for tuning in and giving me a little bit of your ear and whatnot. But y'all have a good rest of the evening. And again, my name is Yanakadora Jones. And I really don't care what you call me as long as you call me for dinner. Good night. Thanks.